Poetically Creative Mind podcast hosted by me, VM the Poet. This podcast is for people with a creative mind who need a little inspiration. I will be interviewing everyday people with creative minds, doing original poetry for myself and others, having inspirational conversation, and more. This podcast will be available wherever you get your podcast from. What's good, ladies and gentlemen? This is BM the Poet here again with my fourth installment of Poetry Moments. Before we keep going, I'd like to thank you for listening. And I also like to thank the poets for coming on and sharing. I do this segment because I just love to hear other people's poems and for other people to enjoy them as well. You never know what you can take from hearing someone else's words, especially when they're read from their lips. On today's episode, we have some poets that you may remember from previous episodes and some poets that have yet to join me, and I appreciate them for joining me today. First up, we have Linnell Allen with her poem, She Wishes. I love her poetry. She really digs into her soul and really expresses how she feels in a way that people can understand and it resonates with them. So please sit back, enjoy the poems, and I hope you learn something and take something from it.
Sometimes she wishes. She pleads guilty to hoping for more than what has already been given to her. A life filled with those who cherish her so deeply. Her heart ached. She needed more. Sometimes she prays to no one. No one to hear of her whimpers. She shuts off her mind like a broken down machine. She silently asks the wind to guide her in the direction where it would lead her to her peace. A sanctuary. Sometimes she settles for less. Her time wasted by those who don't value her. She wants more, but asks no one. She stays quiet. She attracts magnets that are worn out and used. Much like her heart, after being treated the way she has been for so long, she's worn down, broken. Sometimes she's weak. Sometimes she wishes she could be stronger. She asks no one. She takes from no one but herself when others take from her because she's aware. Sometimes she begs to no one. She begs for change. She begs for things to get better, to be better. Sometimes she pleads to no one. Will someone ever hear her?
Yeah. You see what I'm talking about, man? She just gets into you and makes you feel what she's saying. I like that type of stuff. Next up, we have CJ Wills. He was on the show as well previously, and he is also working on his new book, so we're looking forward to that. So be ready to check that out when it comes out. His poetry always helps me take a look at things in a different aspect, or sometimes I can actually see myself in those situations, and that's the thing I love about poetry, because it can pull you in from someone else's situation. You can sometimes experience, you can sometimes, I should say, feel a past experience come to life through those words, whether good or bad. And sometimes it's things that we've been afraid to deal with, but you should always deal with it. It's never too late to deal with something.
Hi, this is CJ Wills. This next poem that I'm about to read is entitled Lost. It's about how so many of us go through life and never truly live life. We get consumed by all the rat race that we run around in and all the distractions that are laid before us. And before we know it, life's passed us by and we haven't lived at all. The blinding light stops us in our tracks. The pitch black darkness prohibits our movement. Scar tissue eventually dulls the pain that time doesn't heal, and these are simple facts. The nihilist is simply a realist that through honesty has reached improvement. The sickness of the dead, who are very much still alive, a far worse condition than any other illness known to man. The sickness of the living, who are very much beyond death. There is no known cure, no course of treatment, with no recovery plan.
Yeah, that poem makes me think of a lot of situations that I was stuck in the dark and slowed down and just not able to move forward. But there's always a way forward, so always keep pushing. Don't ever stop. My next poet that's going to share, he is also a previous guest, and he is also working on his first poetry release. Ladies and gentlemen, I have for you Bose Kumar Damala. His poetry takes a look at society as a whole and how things can be better or how things have gotten worse or just people not appreciating people in life anymore. Everything's so fast now. So his poetry really can touch everyone because everyone deals with this. So I hope you enjoy.
So I like to read my book's title poem, Selfish City, for you as well, Ryan.
Okay,
Selfish City. No one knows what his next door does. Trust a mere story, hectic appearance. For bread and butter, I think this first money matter. You eat no golden rice. Just 2 meals a day is what one needs. Identity disguised for so-called supremacy. What one takes nothing as days are done. Truth bitter, but fraught skyrocketing wish. Yes, but fraught skyrocketing wish. This and that, yours and mine, ever-growing demand. Does not let you breathe in reprieve. Destined to subsist till the doom approaches, the universal universe is unfathomable, the final truth. The universe is unfathomable, the final truth.
Yeah, sometimes we just get so consumed with ourselves that we forget about other people. And I'm guilty of that as well, so please don't judge me. But up next for you, I have Trevor Elliott. This is his first time on the show. I was reading through social media and I came across his poems. And I really enjoyed them, so I reached out to him. And he blessed me with his poems. And I would like to bless you with his work as well. I think this poem is untitled. So if it has a title, I apologize. But please, enjoy.
Have you cut your flesh to escape from your head, constantly thinking that you wish to be dead? Do you play pretend, wearing that smile, darkness beneath, with depths of a mile? Do you take that hit so you could save face, fighting the memories you wish to erase? Do you use that needle to break your skin, so that you can forget you want it to end? Did you grind your heart to a pile of dust, beaten and broken into a rock-hard crust? Did you cry alone, afraid for others to see that you're not as strong as you think you should be? Or are you still numb, gasping for air, wishing you could ask for someone to care? It's overwhelming, but I just want you to know, no matter how bad, you're never alone. Take courage in hand and open your mouth. Ask for some help before you sink down south. Trusting another with your wounds can be scary, but do not believe it's your burden to carry. I've been there too, wishing for black, doubting the hope I could ever come back. But today I can see the light is there too, and I'm hoping to help someone like you.
Touches you deep, makes you look at yourself in a different way and see things that you did to protect yourself or hide yourself from others. And sometimes that's not a great thing to do, but we do it anyway. Next up, I have Sierra Margolis. I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, with her poem, Fish Tank. I know I felt like I've been in a fish tank sometimes when I went somewhere, so Again, I was searching through social media and I came across her poem, and I just enjoyed it so much that I asked her if she could share it with me so I can share it with you. And she did. And I greatly appreciate her for that. So please sit back and continue to enjoy.
Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning in a fish tank full of other people's dreams and shattered hopes, trying to find solace in a see-through globe made out of glass, where onlookers stare and whisper as if they have never seen a fish like me before, gawping at my tender body, pointing fingers at my flaws, tip-tapping on the window to my little fairy home, feeding me with spoon after spoonful of food not for thought. I begin to feel like a dolphin at SeaWorld, gasping for air whilst trying to breathe, blowing bubbles and waiting to burst, when all I really want to do is stay calm and float on my own like a precious mermaid deep in the rainbow waves of the sea.
I know I've felt like I've been trapped inside of a fish tank on plenty of occasions, so I definitely understand where she's coming from with that poem. That's why I enjoyed it so much. Last but not least, we have, not me today, we have Spice sharing his poem, Ode to the Rose.
And I noticed that it's another one of my 2001 poems, and I can tell you that I wrote this poem when I was still on MySpace, and I don't think too many people even know what MySpace is anymore. But I remember meeting a poet from West Virginia, can't remember her name, but she had lost her love to something, and I can't remember, but she requested that I try to write a poem to kind of alleviate her stress. So I came up with this poem titled Ode to the Rose. Foreseeable circumstances do not exist among mortals such as we, for God has a plan for each of us in his strategy for humanity. We as earthly beings are surrounded by inevitable perplexing reactions, but a deeper faith within us all will counter unpleasant distractions. So released you are from throbbing pain. The time of mourning is finished. Focus your life on new horizons, for you will be replenished. Absorb yourself from seas of guilt. Ascend swiftly into the new wind. Ride as currents above oceans vast. And join me, for I am your friend. Take my hand and trust in my mettle. Feel the strength within my soul. And as you embark upon fresh enterprises, I will steady you as forth you go. In time, you will acquire tranquility as you settle into a new abode, where the rivers will become waterfalls that will cultivate your fallen rose. 'Tis then your haunting pains will calm, while the sunshine brightens your days, with reflections conveying cheerful recollections that will appease your feelings of dismay. Then the rose at the base of the waterfalls will rebloom and spread out its seeds, to provide you a wealth of enjoyment that will delight your abundant needs. The seedlings themselves will become a garden that will thrive and progressively grow into the most beautiful collections of blossoms ever fostered from one cherished rose.
I really hope that poem helped you relax and release some stress. It does every time I hear it, so I hope it did the same for you. Again, I would like to thank you for joining me. I would also like to thank the poets that came on to share their work. They greatly appreciate you listening as well. And please reach out to them if you feel touched by them, you know. Let them know. Let them know, because I'm sure they probably won't be expecting it. But please, let them know. And as always, if anyone would like to share their poetry, please reach out to me. I'm always willing. I'm always reading. Sometimes I reach out to people, they may not reach back out. Sometimes I read a poem that I like, and honestly, I forget about it. I have a horrible memory at times, so, you know, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and reaching out to people and sharing their beautiful work, because I think it needs to be heard. So again, thank you for joining me. Go like, rate the show, definitely share the show, because this is just about getting poetry into the ears of as many people as we can and helping as many people we can with our words. So please share it. Please. Thank you for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your week. Holla at your boy. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. Please follow me at BM the Poet on Instagram and BM the Poet on Twitter. Please rate it 5 stars, subscribe, and share. Have a good evening.